Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, and thanks for listening to this iHeart Radio station. Jenny Chase here to talk about a great area organization that feeds our neighbors in need. The CEO of Manna Food Center, Jackie DiCarlo. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me with you.
Jackie, let's start with the basic question of what is Manna Food Center's mission?
Well, Jenny, about 37 years ago, the Montgomery County community came together and said there needed to be one organization that was dedicated to eliminating hunger. And it was a great public-private partnership. Faith groups, the government, business came together and launched us. And since that time, we've been focused on eliminating hunger, and we do that by sharing food, building skills around how to eat tasty, culturally appropriate, healthy food, and also advocating for why and kind of confronting why people are hungry in the first place, kind of advocating for policies that help people be more self-sufficient.
Obviously, we'll talk about the pandemic because that's had a huge impact on how you guys operate. I did not realize, but I saw this after reading your website, that hunger is a problem in Montgomery County where you guys serve. That's an affluent area. Why is this? It sounds really complicated.
Yeah, it is complicated. It's an excellent question. What I often tell people is that Montgomery County is almost a microcosm of the United States. I mean, we're very diverse. We have rural areas, suburban areas, we're close to an urban center of the DMV. And so that means great things in terms of our ingenuity. We have some great biotech firms. We have really dedicated citizens and residents who are volunteers and who give generously. But also, we are not immune from some of the same problems that the whole country wrestles with. Economic inequality being one of them. We have a very diverse community, but it's also welcoming new Americans. And so we have to make sure that we are able to bring in folks who are coming from other places and make sure that they have the same opportunities that we all have and that those of us who have been here for a while need to have. And then we're also having some demographic issues like the rest of the country. There are a lot of folks who are aging in Montgomery County, and unfortunately, because of the high cost of living, those people are aging in place and aging into poverty. Mm. And those are some of the seniors who pull at my heartstrings the most and help me focus on my job, because I really believe that our elders need to be protected, not only during a pandemic, but as they age in dignity.
Let's talk about some of the food insecurities in Montgomery County. Can you give us some statistics of, what we're looking at?
Pre-pandemic, it was about, best guess, 60,000 people. And now we're wrestling with more like 100,000 folks are food insecure. And that's kind of a jargony term, but what it really means is that people are not always sure where their next meal is coming from. They're experiencing hardships. And again, it could be the high cost of living. It could be their health circumstances or their age. But for whatever reason, they don't always know how they're going to prepare their next meal or where they're going to get that meal from. And so we are committed to, alongside many others in Montgomery County, for a vision of food for all, so that all people have access to good food and welcoming spaces.
Jackie, there at Manna Food Center, you guys have so many programs. I had no idea. I bet the rest of the population probably doesn't either. Let's start with the mobile kitchen and pop-up pantry. Tell us about that.
Yes, most definitely. And I appreciate you asking about them, because I do think these are some well-kept secrets. So the mobile kitchen is actually a retrofitted school bus, and we turned it into a kitchen where we can bring, we still go to schools when it's safe. And the model, the idea was to go to schools, to go to health fair, senior centers. We've taken that all online, but the principle remains the same, is that we want to get people excited about eating healthy, and we want to show them how to do it. And so, for instance, last week, I sat in on a class at Greencastle Elementary, And we were helping teach kids how to plant their own herbs. And then we also, using video technology and YouTube and all that, do cooking demonstrations and help them learn how to use household appliances in
awesome.
Your kitchen to make food. So they've learned how to make things like chickpea salad, they're learning how to grow cilantro to put in the salad. And what's super cool about this is because we couldn't do our work without volunteers. We actually have volunteers dropping off safely, no contact, but they drop off the ingredients that the students need. In this case, they were dropping off soil and seeds and little, pots for the herbs. But it's a great way that we are trying to, build skills and build enthusiasm for good food.
I'm excited. That sounds like so much fun. I wish I had gotten to do that when I was a kid. All right.
Right?
I'm telling you, that's so innovative. All right. Food for families. What does that entail?
Yeah. So this is our monthly opportunity for folks to come to one of our locations throughout Montgomery County. People can call 301-424-1130. And as long as you're a Montgomery County resident, we find your address and we try to connect you with a distribution site that is close and convenient to you. During the pandemic, we have waived all income eligibility. So if you are turning to us, we want to be able to give you food for your family. And before the pandemic, we were serving about 3,000 households a month. That's now closer to 4,200. And that what you'll get in these times is a prepacked box of the staple items, what our registered dietitian on staff likes to call a few recreational items, you know, like cookies and such. But the
you allow cookies? No, I'm kidding.
We allow cookies, but it's mostly the items that you want and need to have a well-rounded nutrition.
Absolutely.
Meal and stock your pantries. We have meat and dairy when available. We also are able to, of course, honor religious requests. And for people who are struggling with health concerns, we try to make up special boxes for those folks.
That's wonderful. All right, let's move on to, I saw something called Smart Sacks. What are those?
Yeah, so Smart Sacks is more of a weekly program. It's done in cooperation with Montgomery County Public Schools and a bunch of groups, whether it's a faith-based group or business or civic organization, sort of sponsors a school. And we provide healthy food in a sack for kids who otherwise are receiving free and reduced meals. They're able to take home that sack on Friday afternoons. In the typical model, what happens is the volunteer group, that business or that faith house of worship, picks up the items from our warehouse and makes sure that it gets to the school. And then the counselors, administrators at the school hand it out on Fridays. And of course, like with everything else, in order to be safe and to protect everyone, we've changed that up a little bit, but we are doing more in cooperation with the school system, who is doing a phenomenal job getting meals out to kids. We make it possible to get those families those bags at just different grab-and-go distribution sites. And we always post that on our website where those sites are, manafood.org, or you can follow us on Facebook for the locations.
Okay, Jackie, let's talk about it. The pandemic, how has it impacted you guys? I know you're serving more people, but how did you pivot?
Yes, we definitely needed to pivot. We are considered, we have the contract as the designated food bank of Montgomery County. And so we have been well into the infrastructure of the county and their emergency services. And so our first thought, of course, was to protect our staff, our volunteers, and the people we served, and to make sure that we could be very consistent in the food, because there was so much to be worried about. We didn't want people to think, oh my gosh, there's this health crisis, and I can't get my food from Mana. So we worked with what was convened as a food security task force, other organizations like ours, but also critical government agencies like the County Office of Emergency Management, Department of Health and Human Services, our local food council. And we really just began on a weekly basis working and strategizing to see what the community needed. Mana itself had to, as I mentioned before, we changed and we went to prepackaged boxes. Mm-hmm. Usually we have what's called the choice method, where people basically shop for free.
Got
we have a marketplace in Silver Spring where you just, you wouldn't know. You think you were in a little Aldi's or a little Whole Foods or something.
Right.
But we went to that distribution method. Another thing that we did, which we've never done before, was deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
We have volunteer food runners who help us rescue food that would otherwise go to waste. We took the technology that they use and we mobilized them in a new way where they basically were picking up boxes of prepared foods or boxes that had been prepared for their neighbors. And we were a little bit like a Peapod or a grocery delivery service, and they would do that contactless delivery for folks who really should stay put. You know, again, the folks who were seniors or, you know, highly susceptible to the ravages of the pandemic. And that was one of the things that we did that was most notable, because we had some structures in place, but we were also doing something brand new for the first time.
Yeah.
Another thing that we did was we made our call center remote. So we have people, trained staff and volunteers answering those thousands of calls, usually from our headquarters in Silver Spring. And we got everybody laptops and iPads, and we figured out how to forward the phone lines. It was very crazy. And, that's another one of those things that's behind the scenes that people don't realize is that when you make an appointment, you need a trusted person to say, hi, thanks for calling Mana. How can I help you?
Right.
Well, they needed to do it in the comfort and the safety of their home.
And you guys at Mana Food Center have received a big accolade for your work during the pandemic. Why don't you brag on yourself a little bit there, Jackie?
Sure. Yes. Well, we were very gratified and humbled to receive the Workplace Wellness Award from Leadership Montgomery last month. And I think that there were a couple of reasons why we were uplifted as an example. One is that we do have a long-term program called Be Well at Mana, because just like we want people to eat healthy who are receiving our food and stay active, we want that same thing for our staff. So we have this program of nutrition tips and you know, little contests on who can get in the most steps and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, great.
But then when the pandemic happened, of course, as I noted, we really needed to stay safe. We needed to be able to make sure we had PPE, pay hazard pay for those folks who were on the front lines. And then, as also everyone knows, we had last year the moments of racial reckoning, mm-hmm. when there was violence and the murders of George Floyd and of Breonna Taylor and others. And most of the people that we serve in Montgomery County, we are a majority minority community. Most of the people we serve are people of color. Most of the people who work here are people of color. And so we turn to our friends at Every Mind, which does a mental health and emotional health services.
Yes.
And we created safe and brave spaces for people to talk about what was going on. It was also, everybody knows, no matter what your political affiliation, it was also an election year.
Yep.
And so they're just, you know, emotions were high. People were scared about the pandemic. We were facing some things as a country regarding our racism, and we just needed to care for those who care. And so we were able to do it in a variety of ways. And, you know, these are longstanding problems and issues, and we're going to continue to do that whether there's a pandemic or not.
And you have your own awards show coming up on April 22nd. Tell us about Heroes Against Hunger.
There's lots of folks who are heroes in our society for sure. But every year prior to the pandemic, we have this great thing where an individual, a community group, and a business are nominated by the community. And we had to postpone last year's. And now we're going to have this fabulous virtual event. It's going to be free on YouTube, April 26th at 7 p.m. We're going to honor Bruce Adams, who's an outstanding volunteer. He used to be elected official, then he worked for the county government. He's helped our fight against hunger over decades, literally. Cigna, which is a health services company that is committed to addressing diet-related diseases just like we are. And then one of our strongest partners, Rainbow Community Development Center, which is part of our community food rescue and other programs where we're trying to feed more people, but waste less food. And so we'll be lifting up the team from Rainbow. So it's going to have video. It's going to have VIPs. People can participate in the chat. So we're going to have a virtual toast to the heroes. Really going to be a fun night.
Sounds good. Jackie, before we go, what do you guys need there at Mana Food Center?
So we really rely on volunteers. We are still constrained a little bit by social distancing. Yeah. So the best thing to do is to visit manafood.org, click on the volunteer link, and we'll ask a few simple questions to kind of say, oh, are you a business group or oh, are you an individual? And we will filter that out and then reach back out to you with different opportunities.
And of course, if you've got deep pockets, that doesn't hurt either, right?
That's right. We always need food and funds and friends is what I say. Yep. So we need food donations. We need folks to donate the resources so that we can pay hazard pay, put gas in our trucks, all of those kind of overhead expenses. And Heroes Against Hunger, there will be ways to donate online, but you can also donate at manafood.org. And you can also get our list of most needed items.
Awesome.
So if you want to drop off items at our warehouse in Gaithersburg, you can see what we need the most.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.